The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, so right now we have the one and only coding master, right, Josh Phillips. So, Josh, hey man, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a little bit of a busy week, but not everything has gone our way this week, unfortunately. But hoping for a good weekend coming in, and you know, we've known each other for a very long time. I want to say, I don't know what, first grade, second grade, somewhere around there. Right?
First grade.
So it's we've been together a while. We've been friends for a very long time. So it's dope to have you on. And, you know, first things first, just let the people know, man, who is Josh Phillips? What should they know about you?
I am a programmer. I've been coding for 2 years, and I completed my AP computer science exam.
That's nice. So what type of stuff is on that exam?
It was just like two questions, but it's like filling it out, answering like basic coding questions. Mm-hmm. The only disappointment is like they don't tell you how you can improve.
Really? Oh man.
I did pass it. I qualify.
That's good. Is it like a bunch of like confusing stuff or like stuff that you really had a good grasp on?
It was pretty simple because it only took me a couple of lines for each question to answer. I know it most likely works. It's just they don't tell you anything when you finish.
Right. Man, that's tough.
Yeah. Wow. It's a disappointment.
man. Crazy. Cool. So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we've known each other a lot over the years. And one thing that just comes up for me, right, is just YouTube. Because we used to both do YouTube pretty regularly. I don't know, man. It's just funny. There's still some videos up of us together, you know, doing like Minecraft or whatever. And it's just, I look back and I just laugh because it's the funniest thing. But
too cringy for me.
Yeah. You know, I think whenever you listen to yourself, it usually does something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But it's just cool to see the amount of growth that we've been through. And, you know, like we've been through a lot, you know, so it's funny to look back and see, you know, where we come from. But anyways, so you mentioned you're a programmer, good with coding and all that. Just talk to me first how you know, really got into coding.
Well, when we did that HTML thing back in like 7th grade, right? You remember that?
Yeah, I do. I hated it, but I thought it was cool.
I kind of liked it. You know? It was kind of fun for me. So, and then the entire like Scratch thing that we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just found it fun. Mm-hmm. And then after we graduated from 8th grade, I decided to play around a little bit more with Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some games, and I wanted to go, like, hey, why not just make something for Minecraft because it's my favorite game? So it's like, I mean, I can try to make something for it now. But that was my biggest motivation for starting to learn.
Right. When you're first, you know, going to Scratch, what kind of is the process for a beginner, like trying to figure out everything?
Just try to figure out what everything does. Have like something that you want to make. It's just when you have something you want to make, a goal in mind, you just try to achieve it, and you learn along the way.
Right. And obviously that comes for everything, just learning and getting better over time. What are some just, you know, like basic things on there that, you know, most people just, you know, they know when they think scratch.
People just think like it's a baby thing. It's like it's not that much of anything. But the fact of the matter is it is a programming language to an extent. Mm-hmm. It's called a visual scripting language. Mm-hmm. And some game engines like Unity is going to have it. And Unreal Engine already has this visual scripting language.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty fun to play around with sometimes. Easy mm-hmm. for people to start out with.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's cool. So for someone who, you know, might pick up an interest in this, but have zero experience, you know, what would your advice be for them? Like, where should they go?
Just kind of like figure out what languages you might want to take an interest in.
Hmm.
The problem is not learning the language, but which one you want to go with. Because it's, do you want to make certain applications for a certain device? That device might have a certain language that you need to know in order to use it with.
Gotcha, gotcha. So depending on what you want to do, there's a certain language that you should probably go towards, yeah. Right? That's cool. Gotcha, cool. How would you compare, you know, the coding language to just learning like a foreign language? Like,
a coding language is already written in English. It's not really in a language. It's just a set of instructions you're giving to a computer. That's
right. Right.
It's depending on what you're doing. It's something called a compiler that will take what you wrote and put it into simpler terms for the computer to understand. Mm-hmm. So less from our speak and then more into ones and zeros.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Makes sense. Makes sense. All right. So, you know, you get past the beginner stage, you start learning a lot. You start going to different sources, learning some more, just ways to code, I guess. How long does it take normally or on average? I'm sure it's different for everybody, but how long does it, you know, normally take someone to really, you know, get good at code and just fully understand, you know, everything that's going on?
Some people say that there's something called perfect code, but that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. No one can truly code perfectly, and you should always try to make it as readable as you can or making it mm-hmm. as efficient as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So when you start getting into later on, you start to learn a lot and you discover that, hey, there's so much more here than I could have ever thought that there was.
Mm-hmm. Not sure. Because I'm sure the possibilities and everything are just infinite, right? Like,
yeah, it's
yeah. Like, what crazy. What are just some, you know, just a range of things that you can do with it, just on off of the top of your head.
There's multiple ways of making your own coding language, even within a language.
Really?
Yeah, and you can make your own games. You can make programs that can do basically anything that you use on the daily basis on the computer. You could just make it if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You just need mm-hmm. the knowledge to make it and
right.
what you're going to make it with.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. See, to me, that sounds confusing, you know, but I'm sure like if I were to dive in, like it would be, you know, pretty simple. But
yeah,
is that how it is for most people? Like, because obviously when people think code and stuff like that, you know, this, you know, like confusing picture goes in their head. But as a coder yourself, like, is that, you know, like a wrong image to put on coding?
Yeah, it's not complicated. It's mm-hmm. the only complicated part is understanding the basic logic, like an if statement. Like, if this is true, then do this, and how to write mm-hmm. an if statement.
Mm-hmm.
The only real memorization is how you like write it out.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. how, so you mentioned, you know, your memories, how to write things out. How wrong can you go if you were to, you know, switch something up when you're writing a line?
It's most of the time when you mess something up, it's normally with your logic error. Like you did a wrong calculation somewhere, or you put in the wrong numbers for something. Whenever you mistype something that the computer needs to know, like if you accidentally spell if as fi, it won't compile into the code for the computer. It'll just tell you there's something wrong.
Gotcha. Cool. Man, you know, all this sounds, this, you know, it interests me and it fascinates me because, you know, every time you show me, you know, stuff that you're doing, it always gets better. And I get amazed, you know, because, you know, just thinking about it, and it's like all these infinite things that you could do with code. Like, if you know how to code, you could do a lot. You know, it's very valuable. So I think it's cool that you picked it up and that you're still getting better and learning all that. Is there any place, you know, for people just to go? Maybe what are the best, you know, sources just to do research or anything like that?
Well, if most of the time it's just people want to read a book, they want to have a structure to go to, right? You want to know, like, what do I learn first? Then you would probably go for a course. But if you're like, hey, I'll do whatever, have something in mind that you want to make, and just look at some basic tutorials on YouTube. And then if there's an error, just ask Google.
Right, yeah. Hold on, you say, you know, look at some basic tutorials. How basic do things get? Like,
just go on YouTube and search for how to code in whatever language.
Right. But if I search that out, am I gonna find some like hella complicated stuff, or is it gonna be like pretty, you know, easy to just to look at and follow?
It's kind of hard to determine that because it's like it's the people that's making the tutorials, right? Like, if they're understandable,
right?
Sometimes you just need to go on to a communication site and then just ask someone, and then they can answer your question.
Right. Makes sense. All right. Thank you guys over at Anchor again. Shout out to y'all doing big things, allowing us to have this podcast. So Josh, we'll get straight back into it. You know, just talking about your first days of coding, like what was the most, you know, challenging just aspects for you and you know, how you got over them?
It's more like trying to find a way or what you want to code in. I think that's the biggest challenge, or the first biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want to use to code with? Mm-hmm. There's like a dozen online development tools you can use. Some websites just allow you to type along or just type and then you're fine. And then there's programs you can install, like IntelliJ and Eclipse, are really good for if you want to have something on your computer to code with.
Gotcha. Which would you, or what, you know, software, what website, whatever, what would you recommend for someone who's just starting to go to?
Starting out, I'd say probably if just use an online one for like the first day or so, and then maybe look into trying out Eclipse. Mm-hmm. And then when you feel like you've gotten a better handle on coding, there's IntelliJ community version, which is free. And it's just a little complicated to find out what to do or how to set it up. But once you get it all set up, it's probably the best and last tool you'll ever need to change to. for Java, at least. Eclipse has multiple languages. IntelliJ is Java only, I forgot to say. But there's also a Python one from same makers called PyCharm. But I'm pretty sure Eclipse has multiple languages.
Gotcha. Cool. So for those maybe who don't know, you know, like what is Java or what is, you know, Python, stuff like that, you know, you want to explain that real quick?
They're just different languages. Each, as you can imagine, as there's different real life languages, there's also different coding languages. Because everyone wants to have one that they like and that goes for a certain task better than others.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah, man, all of that, you know, like I said, mentioned a few minutes back, you know, it's just coding just, you know, it fascinates me because, you know, like I said, you can do so much with it. It's a very valuable skill. And I just have a lot of respect for all those who code and stuff. And one of these days, man, I need to learn it and start getting into that. But, yeah, I appreciate you for coming on and, you know, letting us know a little bit about your world here. But to end off, before I ask your final question, do you have any advice for anyone starting off, just from you personally, like what has worked for you best or anything that you personally want to tell someone who's new to code?
Just explore your options. Have fun with whatever you're trying to make. If you're not having fun making it or using that language, then you can always switch to something else. If coding's not what you want to do, then you can go and try to figure something else out. But coding is also something you can have on the sideline, like maybe writing your own little book or something. Gotcha. It's just a little fun side project to play around with.
Cool. Well, there y'all go, man. That's some valuable words, right? So take it, you know, and use it. But so anyways, to wrap up the episode, though, I do want to give you an opportunity to just give us your thoughts on the PS5 and the Xbox and the PC and all of that, you know, good stuff. But I know you sent me a meme this morning. It got me laughing. But just, man, just take it away, man. Your thoughts on the whole thing.
I just don't like when it comes to PS4 or PS5, PlayStation in general, and Xbox in general, because they try to always overhype what it seems like is just a simple little feature. Like, oh, hey, we can do this in 4K now. Isn't that cool? And most of the time, stuff like that is already done before they do it with computers, just normal PCs. And most of the time, you can always make your own cheaper version of a console. Obviously, it won't run that console like operating system, but it's still a lot faster in most cases, and also cheaper to do as well, because the companies still have to earn or make money at the end of the day with their consoles. So their parts have to be, there has to be a compromise somewhere in there, or maybe storage, or maybe it overheats a little bit because the cooling solution is not the best, causing the components to slow down so they don't get too hot. So,
interesting.
And then there's also the subscriptions that are the most annoying. I see that you're not paying enough for internet lately. You know, let me make you pay an extra $60 a year.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. That $60 do hurt. You know, I act like I pay mine. Mine's been expired for months. But,
yeah,
you know, it's just, it would be nice not to have to pay for membership. But I don't know, man. I don't know. After, you know, all the the things that I've heard, I'm back in the middle, you know. But, you know, maybe one of these days, it's time to invest in a PC. I don't know. But, anyways, I appreciate you for sharing your thoughts, putting yourself out there in that realm. Yeah, man. That being said, do you have any final words for people?
Just kind of do what you like to do. Find a job that makes you happy.
That is incredible advice. I highly stand by that statement. So yeah, I appreciate you for coming on. Of course, you're always welcome back on. And yeah, so there y'all have it. This has been the week's peak. We overcame this peak. We will see you at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until then, adios. The people.